something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Priesthood and Sacrifice.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, there are things that when you find yourself doing them, you'd be amazed at the way your life will just be catapulted from success to success, from glory to glory. It's what he expects of us. Tell somebody, I'm a priest in office. Hallelujah. Have a celebration of the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. I don't know where you're at right now. Are you in this place? Man, oh man. Glory to God. I want to show you something. In Genesis chapter number 14. Genesis chapter 14. Listen to this, you'd love it. In Genesis chapter number 14, he says, hey, do you study your Bible? You study your Bible often? Because, you know, we can't always start from class one every time we want to share the word of God. Do you understand what I mean? So if you're in class one, it might be difficult. But, hey, in verse 18, he says, and Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine. And he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him. He blessed Abraham. He blessed Abraham and said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thine hand. And he gave him tithes of all. And the Bible says, it was Abraham who gave tithes to Melchizedek. And that Melchizedek was the priest of the Most High God. And when he met Abraham, who was coming from the slaughter of the kings, the Bible says Melchizedek the high priest brought forth bread and wine. What significant emblems. He brought forth bread and wine. He brought forth bread and wine. Why? And we come over in the New Testament over here in the book of Hebrews. Would you go again to the book of Hebrews? Let's see something there. Verse 4, chapter 7. The book of Hebrews. Are you there? Now, consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the spoils. He's telling us to recognize the greatness of this man Melchizedek, whom even, listen to Paul's language, whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tithes. He says, consider how great this man was. What was he like? Let's go to verse 1. chapter 7, book of Hebrews. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all. First, being by interpretation, that means when you say king of Salem, he's telling you the interpretation, all right? He says, first, by interpretation, king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace. Without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth a priest continually. Oh, hallelujah. Verse 7. And without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. He's telling you that Abraham must be less than this man, as great as Abraham was. And here, you know, for those people who talk about why do we give tithes, etc., etc., just look at this scripture here. And here, men that die, remember, when it says here, he was, you've got to understand it in the context. You've got to study it from all the way from chapter 5, actually, you know, to begin to understand what he's talking about. Now, here he says, this is the book of Hebrews, okay? It's written to the Hebrew people. And Paul was presenting an argument to help them understand that the old order was obsolete and that there was a new order and that this new order had to be recognized because the priesthood had been changed, and that if the priesthood is changed, the law must be changed. This is what he's trying to let them understand, that there is a new priesthood. And that this priesthood is not in the order of the Aaronic priesthood, but in the order of Melchizedek. And that Melchizedek was greater than Aaron and greater than Levi. Are you still there? Because he was greater than Abraham. And that Jesus Christ, oh dear Lord, dear Lord, dear Lord. Are you still in this place? Let me read. It's here. It says, and here, men that die receive tithes. He's talking about the priests, the earthly priests, okay? In the Hebrew nation. He says, here, men that die receive tithes. But there he receiveth them of whom it is witnessed that he liveth. And as I may so say, Levi also, who received tithes, paid tithes in Abraham. For he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. If therefore perfection whereby the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek and not be called after the order of Aaron? For the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law. Hello? Then he says, for he of whom these things are spoken, talking about Jesus, pertained to another tribe, of which no man gave attendance at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood. And it is yet far more evident, for that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there ariseth another priest, who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. For he testifieth, thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. Oh, glory to God. I could go on and on, but I just wanted to get there where he made the promise, where the word was spoken concerning Jesus. And Paul lets us know that that promise was unto Jesus, that God made an oath and said, thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. So the Christ, the Messiah, was to be a priest with an endless life. Praise God. Now here's the point. Here's the point. There's a new order of priesthood. Melchizedek brought forth bread and wine. Okay, turn to the book of Matthew. I am reading to you from verse 26, chapter 26. Are you there? And as they were eating, I always tell people, you know, it's amazing how, I don't know how people get these names. Have you ever heard of the Last Supper and the Lord's Supper? The Last Supper and then the Lord's Supper. Huh? Okay. Before I read this, let's just nail this one. Okay? I just want to show you something. First Corinthians chapter 11. Are you there? I'm reading from verse 18, chapter 11, 1 Corinthians. For there must be also heresies. No, 18. For first of all, when you come together in the church, I hear that there be divisions among you, and I partly believe it. For there must be also heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you. That's a nice place to stop, but not now. I have something to tell you there another day. When ye come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper. For in eating, everyone taketh before other his own supper, and one is hungry, and another is drunken. Did you hear that? What? Have ye not houses to eat and drink in? Or despise ye the church of God and shame them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. For inquiries, or to share your testimonies, kindly call us at +234-812-851-9834 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. Thank you and God bless you.